Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Muniyatul Murid. Teacher Sheikh Mustafa Akhund. Lesson number 3.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين بالقاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear students, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We've been blessed to start a new book and dive into this knowledge of this book by Shahid Uthani, the book titled Muniyatul Murid. This is our third session, alhamdulillah, and we started reading the text and gaining from the knowledge of this great scholar that has left for us. We mentioned that in previous sessions that every action that we partake has ethics within it that we have to keep in mind. These ethics and these manners and morality of each of these actions needs to be learned and put into action. Same thing for gaining the knowledge and especially the knowledge of Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that we are in need of it, in need of these knowledge, in need of these ethics of how to gain the knowledge of Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And without these ethics, we will not attain highest level within the knowledge of Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And we talked in previous sessions about the importance of gaining knowledge and that alim, talib al-ilm, the one who is gaining the knowledge, how much value and what is his status. And the book continues and it says, وَكَمْ رَأَيْنَا بُغَاتَ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ الشَّرِيفِ دَأَبُوا فِي تَحْصِيلِهِ وَأَجْهَدُوا نُفُوسِهِمْ فِي طَلَبِهِ وَنَيْلِهِ. The author says, we know many people who have pursued such learning and desirable, perfect knowledge. We know many scholars that and many students within seminary that they started and they wanted to continue their seminary studies and gain the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. ثم بعضهم لم يجد لذلك الطلب ثمرة ولا حصل منه على غاية معتبرة. They have employed their efforts and struggle to obtain these without any cessation. Basically, they have put their effort and they went through a lot of difficulties and challenges. Some of them, for example, move from the Western countries to either Qom or Najaf to continue. So them being separated from their families or even the life of students of the ilm, it's not going to be an easy life. That's going to be comfortable. They will have everything that they are thinking. No, it will be a very simple life. So we know some people who have gone through these difficulties and challenges. However, it says that they have endured hardship and difficulties. However, a multitude of them were unable to reach the result, benefit, and valuable, worthwhile goal despite such a search and endurance of difficulties. They went through what they thought is the right process. The intention, inshallah, was right, which we talked about it, and we will remind ourselves that every day that we are playing any of these videos and any of these classes, we will keep in mind and remind ourselves that we are searching and we are reading and we are learning and we are gaining the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, the book says, the author says, Shahid al-Thani, that we know that some people went through a lot of difficulties and challenges and problems, But unfortunately, they were unable to reach the result, benefit, and valuable, worthwhile goal despite such a surge and endurance of difficulties. Why is it that we see that they did not attain it? Some of them, sleepless nights, being hungry, and so what is the problem? What is it missing? They go through struggle and difficulties, but they don't attain it. They don't attain highest level of knowledge of the Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhum as-salam. We talked about intention. We'll come back to it again right now. Some of them, they didn't have the right intention. They thought that, again, as we said in the previous session, I will gain this knowledge and I will become a scholar and people will start respecting me and I will have a good materialistic life. And Islam is not against having a good materialistic life and having a good luxury life. Islam is not against it. But our aim and our intention for pursuing the knowledge of Quran and Ahl Bayt shouldn't be this intention. The intention should be that I am studying, I am gaining this knowledge, I'm putting myself through the difficulties of learning and memorizing and applying the knowledge first to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahl Bayt alayhum as-salam. Also, I want to find out all the misconceptions that are out there against the religion of Islam, against the madhab of Ahl Bayt alayhum as-salam, and I will start becoming a good scholar so I can start removing and answering all of those misconceptions and helping the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where many bloods were shed for this religion to get to you and I. So it is very, very important for us to have a pure intention and keep reminding ourselves on the intention and a right intention to have. Every day, every day, every day, after every session, before every session, we make intention, قُرْبَةً اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that I'm seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ بَعْضُهُمْ حَصَلَ شَيْئًا مِنْهُ فِي مُدَّةٍ مَدِيدَةٍ طَوِيلَةٍ. So some have not gained any of this knowledge. And a group of them only obtained a small and paltry amount of this wealth of knowledge, notwithstanding the long time they spent in learning science. For example, a book supposed to be finished within 1 year. Studying one specific book is supposed to finish within 1 year. Even though the student went through a lot of struggle, but he finished it, for example, 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. He keeps trying to memorize it, he keeps putting effort, but something is missing. The key point that is missing, which it's the focal point of this book by Shahid al-Thani, Munyatul Murid, that these ethics, he's bringing an argument that it's not about struggle and difficulties you go through. And definitely if you go through struggles and difficulties, you will gain the knowledge of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi wa sallam. His point and his argument is that ethics are needed. Everything needs to go through a process. Everything needs ethics, manners, of how to obtain it. كان يمكنه تحصيل أضعافه في برهة يسيرة قليلة. And yet it was possible for them to obtain much more knowledge and understanding in a shorter time. So it's not about how long you were in seminary, how long you were studying. Like if you studied 15, 20 years, you're better off than a person who studied 5 years or 10 years. No. If we have ethics, we might be able to obtain more in a shorter period of time. So what is the problem? إلا بعدا عن الله تعالى وقسوة وقلبا مظلما مع قول الله سبحانه وهو أصدق القائلين. A number of people became further removed from God rather than coming closer to Him as a result of this information. It caused them to become hard-hearted and brought an interior darkness for them. Gaining the knowledge of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam and Quran, if it's with the wrong intention, if it's not qurbatan Allah ta'ala, seeking nearness to them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will bring darkness for the heart. It will distance us from Allah and Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. The more we gain, the further we get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. This is trying to emphasize the importance of the intention. What should be our intention? Solely seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing ourselves responsible. This, as probably we have mentioned, is not 9-to-5 job basically that a scholar will have. It's not 9-to-5. I remember a group of community members, they were trying to get a scholar for their community. And they had the right mindset. The scholar that they were looking for, they said, our scholar should not treat this community and Islamic work as a 9-to-5 job. You and I, when we started this mission, when we started learning the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam, this is a responsibility. It's a duty. It's not a job. It's not you come here, you start a job, and then you finish a job, you get your paycheck and salary, and then you move on. It's not 9-to-5. Being involved within seminary, being involved within the knowledge of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam is a 24/7 duty and responsibility. I'll give you an example. A mother, how she interacts with her children and the responsibility that she has taken within the house. It's not 9-to-5. It's not that, okay, I wake up in the morning, I prepare their food, I clothe them, I wash them, I look after them. 8 hours, that's it, I'm done. Have we seen any mother treating their kids as a 9-to-5 job? No, it's a responsibility, it's duty. She does it based on love. We have to be very, very careful that we do this based on love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam and their knowledge, and we want to get near them. We want to get closer to them. It is very, very important, because if we don't do it with love, if we don't do it with the right intention, anything can stop us. Anything can get us further and further away from the right path of Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam. We do have within our history some people who started with the right intention, but they were not firm and they were not steadfast on this path that I'm doing solely for the qurbatan Allah ta'ala, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam, and they were deviated. 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, they were really, really growing good, but unfortunately they were deviated. So one action plan that comes to our mind for this episode, inshallah we will continue also, is that we should not treat, inshallah we're becoming a scholar, perfect. And inshallah we will lead a community member, a community, Islamic Center, Imam Barga, Husayniyah, Masjid, you name it. It's not 9-to-5, okay, these are the conditions I put. I come 9 o'clock in the morning, I leave 5 o'clock afternoon. Or I come this time to this time. After this time, don't call me. This is not how Ahl Bayt trained us and disciplined us. We don't see them. For example, a story comes to my mind by Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, where Imam was, he came to his house and one of his companions joined him. And it was late in the day. And then he said that I was with the Imam, this companion narrates the story. He said that I was with the Imam during the day completely. And I saw how tirelessly he was during the time of his Khilafah al-Zahiriyyah, the one that he governed basically. As we believe, Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, they're Khalifatullah. They're Allah's representative. If people want them or don't want them, they still are representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was governing the people. He said, I was with Amir al-Mu'mineen, commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, throughout the day. And I saw how tirelessly he's going here, trying to solve people's problems, difficulties, everything that he saw, he tried to fix it. We came home later at the day. We had some food to eat and it was nighttime. He said, Imam gave me something, some blankets or something. I slept and he went. And then a short period of time, very small period of time, I saw him walking and he's holding to the wall. I saw that he is really, 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 really tired. Because being awake all day and going through different places and solving different people's problems, And he was really tired and he could not walk normally. So he was holding the wall and he was walking. I told him, Imam, where are you going? Why aren't you sleeping? Imam said, if I sleep during the day, I will lose my community. I will lose my people. People are in need of me. I need to solve their problems. And if I sleep at nighttime, I will lose myself. Nighttime is the time that I have to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and supplicate and do dua and read Quran. So I won't lose myself. Who is saying this? The commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. How about you and I? So it's not about we read this like a doctor. We go to an office, we see some patients, and then we write prescription, and then we come home, we turn off the phone, this is it. Nobody has access to us. No. We don't see this from the life of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, that they were not easy to access. According to one narration, that when people came and they pledged allegiance with the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, according to a narration, that Imam said to Imam al-Hasan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam, remove the door and put a curtain. I don't want for people to feel that they see a door as a barrier. Anytime they want to come, let them come. And I will be there for them. Or at noontime, another narrator states that at noontime, the heat of Kufa, Najaf, to be very, very hot, around 120 degrees. He said, I came out for a reason, there was nobody in the streets and alleys of Kufa. He said, I saw Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib walking within the alleys of Kufa. I asked him, Imam, what is it that brought you out? He said, I'm looking if there is someone who is in need for me to help them. So us, we are following the footsteps of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So that's the commander of the faithful. Let's come to our scholars. If we read, as that was one of our action plans, that we read the life of Shahid al-Thani, we read the life of Allama al-Halli, we read the life of Allama al-Amini, Shaykh al-Tusi, Shaykh al-Saduq, and you name it, our scholars, if we read through their lives and what they went through, we don't see them as taking this journey, as taking this heavy weight of knowledge as a 9-to-5, as a job. No, it was a responsibility. I remember also reading within the life of late Grand Ayatollah said Muhammad Shirazi rahmatullah alayhi, that one of his son was narrating that he passed away. Late Grand Ayatollah said Muhammad Shirazi, he passed away year 2000. So it's not very, very old story. No, about 18 years ago or 19 years ago. He said that I was with my father in his house. And it was also during the day, he was busy. For those people who have met him, they know that he was very busy. He had a lot of meetings during the days, and mashallah, he established a lot of foundations. More than 500-600 foundations has been established by Imam Shirazi World Foundation. And also, he wrote books and books. He said that I saw my father. I was with him during the day. At nighttime, we were about to go to sleep. While I was on my bed, I was getting ready to sleep and I was awake. I saw again my father getting up, and maybe he took a nap, maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, maybe. And I saw him, he can't walk by himself. He went and he did wudu, and then he went and started writing and writing and writing, compiling the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt and putting together the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam for you and I to read and gain. They follow the footsteps of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Same for you and I. We have this responsibility. When we started this journey, this mission, this is what it comes with it. The package that comes with gaining the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and Quran, it comes with a big, big responsibility that we need to fulfill it. And it's worth it. Remember, we read within the first within the second episode, how many rewards Talib al-Ilm gets, that the birds in the skies, fish in the sea, will pray for him and will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And that the pen and the effort and the endeavor of alim, of knowledgeable person, of scholar, is greater than the blood of shaheed or murder. So this comes with this reward, a responsibility that we are taking, It comes with great reward. So an action plan will be, let us read more about the lives of the Imams of Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam and how they felt responsible. They felt that this is not okay, I do this, and well, don't bother me at night time. Don't bother me this time to this time, I have only office hours. Inshallah, the more you gain and inshallah you become an Imam or a leader of a community member, it's not about office hours. This time to this time, I'm at your service. If not, well, I have other things to do. Well, if other things that it is more important than serving people, we might have an argument. But serving people and introducing them to the cause of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam and illuminating their heart, it's a responsibility. Where he says, so if we, going back to the text, وَبَعْضُهُمْ لَمْ يَزِدْهُ الْعِلْمُ إِلَّا بُعْدًا عَنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَقَسْوَةً وَقَلْبًا مُظْلِمًا. Again, it says a number of people who have become further removed from God rather than coming closer to Him as a result of this information, it caused them to become hard-hearted and brought an interior darkness for them. We see in the Holy Quran that God, who is the most truthful of speakers, has said the following about the scholars, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are scholars. So this needs to, for us to be reminding ourselves to not deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahl Bayt alayhi salam and have right intention. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.